we'll go a little deeper into some soul music, and we might move a little bit and pick up a little bit of the 70s. And I think as we record, you know, a multitude of songs, it'll start to create a picture, and we'll just pick those that create the best picture for the next level of This Is Ryan Shaw. And it may even be called This Is Ryan Shaw Again.
Retro soul singer Ryan Shaw let his musical soul shine on his debut album, This Is Ryan Shaw. And that honesty isn't about to change as he heads into his future by making music rooted in faith and the past. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, Rita Houston here. Along with James Brown and Sharon Jones, Ryan Shaw fits right into the ranks of Georgia natives blessed with serious pipes and the perfect venue to try them out. Church is where Ryan first started singing, and the gospel sound and message are a huge part of his life and music today. The other piece of the puzzle is 60s R&B, and even though he's been compared to the likes of Sam Cooke and Jackie Wilson, Ryan makes sure people know he's an artist all his own. The album, This Is Ryan Shaw, started that process, but the true Ryan Shaw experience is to see him on stage. And a crowd of FUV members had the chance to do just that, while host Claudia Marshall got the story on his music.
I gotta think it sometimes takes courage to talk about your faith to a sometimes cynical world, and certainly getting up on a stage in front of all these people who don't know you yet. Is that at all difficult?
No, it's not anymore. I mean, I really... No, because I think that, you know, there's so much going on in the world that people are looking for something real. And I think if you just are who you are, you know, I think had I been or tried to connect and be the next, you know, whatever, or whatever, then I would have been, you know, then I would have been lost. Who I really am would have been lost. And people are like, oh, he's a good singer, but they would never really see, you know, the true me. And I think that people, when they see something that they can connect to, then it's instant. You know, it's a no-brainer. It's like they understand. Y'all understand me, right?
Okay. And though the night be dark, there is still a light that shines on me, yeah. Let it shine until tomorrow. Let it be. When I wake up to the sound of music, Lord, your Holy Spirit, it comes to me. And it's speaking words of wisdom. Let it be.
Well, you definitely are cultivating a vintage kind of a sound, a retro feel. What's that about?
I just like stuff to be organic. It was very important to me on my album that I want to recreate my three-piece band. You know, if it's not an organic sound or a real instrument that you can't reproduce on the stage, I really, you know, try to stay away from it. I think that's what makes it, you know, initial. We'll go back to when, you know, people actually picked up an instrument and played it, you know, really played it, and not just hit a button and stuff, you know what I mean? So, and these children can play.
So I'm really hearing you talk about authenticity. Yeah, I get the feeling that that's what you're really responding to. Now, do you worry at all about being slotted, if you will, as a novelty act? Do you worry about other going to go, oh, yeah, he's the guy that sounds like, you know, Sam Cooke or whatever?
No, I don't worry about that. There's not really much novelty about it. It's just real.
See, I was living, yes, I was living, but not just for me. Oh. And I knew deep down inside that you were never gonna change. So I said to myself, I told my heart that you got to rearrange. See, I was choosing to get up and seize the day, choosing to live another way. I was choosing my life to be what I thought it should be. I was choosing to take the open road, choosing to know more than I know. I was choosing to be what I am. I was choosing me.
Ryan Shaw with a new song called Choosing, performed live during an FUV show at the Cutting Room in Manhattan. Check out the complete concert and more in the audio archives at WFUV.org.